It was entertaining.
Adam, just what kind of spark did Matthew provide? Not in the scrum late, but the one before that, I think he and Stenlund kind of got into it a little bit. Did that provide a little something for you guys?
I mean, I think he provides that every night. That's like what he's best at. I mean, he's been doing it. Like even last year was like pretty crazy. And right now he's scoring while doing it. So gives our bench a lot of life. It's pretty intimidating for the other team. I mean, not many guys are going to want to square up with him. So you can kind of do that with some liberties, and it's great to watch. It gives a lot of us more confidence, and he's been doing amazing too, so it's great to see.
How much did you want your line to be involved in that comeback the way they were?
Yeah, I mean, we had a pretty brutal first period as a line, and to be able to respond the way we did was great. To be honest, it shouldn't have been in overtime. I should have scored that, and the game's over, and I'm not putting Elvis in that situation. I'm not putting other guys in that situation, so it should have been over before we even got there, but I'm proud of the way we worked our way back, and guys kept making plays, guys stuck with it, and we got a point out of it, so it's good.
Adam, how much momentum did swing in that whole thing? Do you guys feel like you really had them on the ropes after you tied it up?
Yeah. I mean, we tie it that fast. The crowd was unbelievable tonight, Saturday night. Everybody showed out. They were super energetic. It gave us a lot of life, helped us a lot, so we love to see that. We can feel it. They can feel it. So it was awesome.
Your particular goal, did you know that was in right away?
No, I didn't. I couldn't see it. I just kind of tried to make a play, and then I saw Marksman's hand go up, and yeah, that's when I knew.